Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, it's George Gamond, and it's Friday. Okay, so anybody have anything fun planned for the weekend? Anybody think I'm going to do anything special for this weekend? So, we're going to talk to some dead people, I hope. We'll get some messages. I shouldn't say talk. I get messages. I do ask questions, though. And I do get feedback. And I'm amazed sometimes at the messages I get. It's like, really? I don't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about that person that died. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday on the phone, and her daughter had a good friend who died in high school, like 18 years ago. And I was really getting these really cool messages from, I'm assuming it was the lady that died in high school, because I knew a lot about her that I should have never known. So it was kind of fun. So we'll look at your past lives. And to carry on the theme that I've been carrying on for a while, which is the theme of living your purpose, but living a passionate purpose. And I guess you could reframe that to say, are you living a purposeful life that's full of passion? So I have another couple articles on that. I thought this one cool article. I know I got callers. I'll be with you in a minute. Just give me, let us set it up for a minute. Then I'll be with you, okay? It's 20 signs you're living your purpose. And I thought that's a great article. So when I give a class on this, this is one of the things I'm going to use. And the website is called mindbodygreen.com. That's mindbodygreen, like in green, you know, green space, whatever you call it. Yeah, green. So I thought I would share that with everybody today. I'm going to share it on Facebook, too, so that you can read it later. And you can think about yourself going, am I living a passionate life? Okay, so I'll take some calls. We'll do all this. And then we'll have some fun. And let's see what we're going to do here. Okay, take a couple calls. See if there's some dead people. Now, I got to ask you the question. I've been asking people all week who call in. Are you living your purpose? And not just living your purpose, but are you living a passionate purpose? I like that, passionate. And when we get into the article, we can kind of clarify that. Are you living that passionate purpose? And as I've been telling people, you know, which I believe strongly in, is that our purpose will change somewhat. What you're doing at 20 is not necessarily what you're doing at 40, what you're doing at 60, but there's a central theme that runs through your life, and your past lives indicate that about it, and also the dead people, your ancestors will help you on that. So let me take a call or two. Hello? I hear noise in the background.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't ever be sorry. So who am I speaking to?
This is Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing well, but how is Samantha? That's the big question.
Frustrated.
Well, you had that frustrated sigh. Yeah, like I'm frustrated. So what's going on?
Well, it's issues with my car. I'm the mechanic that's supposed to fix my car, but I'm not concerned about that at the moment.
So are you talking to the car gods lately? You gotta talk to the car gods on that one. You gotta put it out to the car gods. You have a great uncle that was a mechanic. Did you know that? No, he's dead now.
No, I didn't.
He was very mechanical, let's put it that way. So you just need to tap into that. Go, okay, what should I do? Ask yes or no questions. Should I do this? Should I do that? Can I trust my mechanic? Should I not trust my mechanic? I don't want to go there too much about your mechanic. I don't think that's fair because I don't really know the energy that well. But I would be careful. Okay? I would double check a lot of the repairs that need to be done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I understand. I was going to go to a different person anyways after this.
Yeah, it feels like you need to. Yep, absolutely. So what's your question, though? We're off the topic that you wanted to talk about. We'll go back to your great uncle, too, or whatever, whoever he is. He's on your mother's side of the family, and not your father's side, your mother's side. Okay? So.
Okay.
He was a wagon wheel guy. That's way back when. He was a wagon wheel guy. Worked on wheels.
Along.
I don't know. I just what I get, so I'll just give it to you. Maybe it's somebody else's uncle. Who knows? But I think it's yours. So what's your question, though? Samantha, you don't go by Sam?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, that confuses people.
Yeah.
So you have a question because I got other callers and I don't want to spend. Yeah, let's moving right along here. Hopefully you're going to have a fun weekend too, though, right?
I hope. I'll be mostly working, but.
Well, make it fun.
We'll see.
Make it fun. Smile
that
a lot.
That was actually.
Smile a lot at work. That makes it always fun. Okay, your question is.
That was actually a question I had. I really wanted to know if you see, like, a better job coming in the works. I've been applying to multiple things, and I've had some interviews,
okay.
But nothing has, you know,
okay,
happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, like, really very pertinent. Not so much yes or no, or maybe you'll get a job, and that you will because the universe will give you what you want. But find something you're
mm-hmm.
passionate about. If you put it out there that I'm really passionate about this, I really want to do this because I really be good at this and I know I do really well at this, you'll get the job. So really, don't throw applications out there unless you go, yeah, I really want to do this. And you got to put that energy, however you do it, because it's weird the way people have to get jobs now with the sending the email, sending the application online and all that junk. And, you know, you never hear anything back. So
yeah.
I hear for you, find a company or find a position that you really want to do and knock on doors. I know they don't like that, but be persistent. You'll get it. Be persistent.
Okay.
You'll get it. Knock on doors. I know that's hard because they don't want you to knock on doors, but that's the only way to get what you really want is to be persistent. You'll get it. Okay? But really focus in what feels good to you as a job. And focus on maybe something you've never done before but you know you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Don't settle for just a job.
No, I won't anymore. That's why I'm really trying to go after what I want.
Okay, so do you know what you want?
Yes,
I'm not going to spend too much more time on this, but yeah, if you know what you want, be passionate about it and knock on doors.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll get it, absolutely, but you got to be passionate about it. The universe responds to passion. The universe responds to high energy. The universe responds to give it to me now because I really want this. And not being passive about, oh, maybe this would be okay kind of job. I don't know. You got to be really kind of like, this is what I want. Give it to me now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Try that. Okay, I'll give you this exercise. Figure out what you want to do job-wise, okay? Really figure it out. And if you're going to send out your apps, whatever you do, but say to the universe, okay, I want a response back in 72 hours. I need a response back. I'm really passionate about this job or jobs, if it's one or two, but I need a response back. I command a response back in 72 hours. Let's see what you get. I bet you'll get something.
Okay. Thank
you
so much.
Don't be passive about it, though. You got to be assertive. Not aggressive, but assertive. Okay, you'll get a job. Got it?
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I wonder if she really will do that. I wonder if she really will. You know, that's hard, isn't it? You know, like, oh, but it's easy to ask the universe. It's like, or God or whatever, whoever you call it to be, right? You say, I want this now. I want it in 72 hours. I want an alternative that I'm going to choose. And, you know, when I study this about, because I was in management years and years ago and actually ran a personnel department in a small company where I was the overseeing manager of the personnel department, so the human resources, and I managed a couple other departments at the same time. But the philosophy that I got, And the attitude I got, and the people, and I interviewed a lot of people for jobs. So the people who came in very assertive, you know, but not aggressive, but assertive, and kind of like had confidence about them, and showed their confidence, they were more likely to be hired. Okay, so if you're looking for a job, if you need some other tips about what to do on an interview, I can give it to you because I hired a lot of people and had to fire a few too. So know all about this craziness. Okay, let me take another call.
Hi, Aunt Casey.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Yes.
This
I'm giving you a bad time.
Jennifer.
Who am I speaking to?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. And you don't go by Jen. And you don't go by Jen. Right?
I do sometimes.
Okay, so what's going on, Jennifer? Well, I like Jennifer better. I was in love with Jennifer a long time ago, so that's a good name.
Nothing. I just have a question.
Okay.
It's dealing with me and my soon-to-be ex-husband in court over our kids.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me see what one of your ancestors has to say about that. Okay? Because that's I'm talking to dead people. I'm not, you know, it's not about being psychic per se in the full sense of the word. It's really about what your deceased family members or friends of the family have to say about the situations. What's your specific question and see what I get? It is a male figure that wants to give you an answer, a male figure. And it's on your father's side and it goes back a couple generations. And he's really kind of a kind-hearted person, really a nice person. Okay? Really
okay.
Nice. Really nice.
Okay.
Not everybody, everybody I get was really nice. I'm kidding. Come on, go ahead.
I know you. He's like, trying to, I have custody of him and he gets visitation, but he's thinking he's going to get custody and I'm just maybe, you know, do you see us being divorced soon and
dear,
him
stop,
put
stop.
Away or.
Stop. First of all, to the custody thing, no, he's not trustworthy. He's not trustworthy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's not trustworthy. He will never be able, he's a good BSer, if I could use that expression, but he's not trustworthy.
Uh-huh.
And people see through his BS, and you see through his BS.
Yep.
He tells a good story, but he can't back up his stories.
Yeah.
Right? So, no, you'll...
Yep, that's right.
Will you get a divorce? Absolutely. Because you're tired of his shenanigans, is a good word for it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So, yes, and you'll keep custody. Because... any social worker will see through him really quickly that your child's best interests are not with him. Okay?
Okay.
Because he doesn't follow through. He promises and doesn't follow through. Okay?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. You be good.
Yep.
Have some fun. Have some fun.
All right.
Despite all this.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
How do I know this stuff? I just don't know how I know this stuff. It just comes to me. Oh, where am I at? We just talked, didn't we? Let me try. Oh, things getting weird on me. Okay, so I have a couple other calls. And I have a 631 and a 447 number. So let me do the 631. Will I ever get to the thing? Okay, hello.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is about my love life.
Well, that's a good thing. No, it's not. I mean, I'm just reading you. I'm going, no, it's not. It's not a good thing right now, is it?
No, I want one. And I don't know why I don't have one. I have a lot to offer. I'm a nice person. I'm not ugly. I don't get it.
Well, I could tell you, spin you a story, but I'll let me see what I get for you because it's not fair. It doesn't feel fair to you. You don't think it's fair, right? You see other women. You see other women with decent men that are kind of okay, and you're going, you know, I'm better than that person.
No,
right?
I mean, I could have a decent man who's, like, not that good looking or whatever I'm not attracted to, or I get men who ask me out.
No, you don't mean that. I don't mean that. I mean, you see women with men going, hey, you know, he looks okay. What's he seeing her? Okay, so let's get down to the brass tacks. Will you get a relationship? Absolutely. What do you have to do to get a relationship? That's the key thing. You're probably not going to like this answer, but I'll give it to you anyway. I hear for you, you need to change directions, not in the type of men, because you're never going to settle for some loser. Okay, so I know that. Absolutely not. We'll never settle. You want somebody that matches up vibrationally with you.
That's hard to find.
I know.
I mean,
but
I go online, if I go on dancing,
no.
That's hard to find.
That's not, see, that's what they're saying. Change direction. What else do you love to do other than dancing? And other than going out?
Well, I can go walking, but I'm not going to go walk myself. I don't have money to go here, there, and everywhere. That's a problem,
okay.
too.
Okay. So, but I keep hearing for you, change direction. Find other activities that you like that aren't expensive. Okay.
Well, there's not that many. I like to walk. You know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, you think about this. I mean, I'm not going to give you all the answers here because I don't know where you live and what's going on. But find out what you're interested in and pursue places that men would go to do the same thing. Okay.
I can't go play golf. I don't have the money. I mean, I could.
No, dear. Okay, I'll give you an idea. Things like bookstores, things like
There's really no bookstores where I live.
Okay, dear. You think about this. Just think about it. Put it out there. Think about places that you could go where there would be single men and you'll meet them, other than online and what you're talking about. Okay? Go for
it. All right.
Okay, bye. See, that's very typical, and we all do this. We get into little corners, and we go, oh, I want to meet somebody, but I'm not willing to put myself out there because of we make excuses. So if you're going to go from a spiritual perspective and a law of attraction perspective, you tell the universe, I want to meet somebody, and I want to go to places where I can meet men who I would connect with. Show me where to go. Synchronicity, show me where to go. I know I don't have a lot of money, and I don't want to spend a lot of money meeting somebody, so show me where to go. What kind of groups can I go to? What kind of locations can I go to that would be fairly reasonable? And then ask the universe, okay, bring it to me, like that 72-hour thing. Bring it to me in 72 hours of where to go. And you'll get answers. And it's like command the universe. I need to know where to go to meet somebody, to meet my partner. And if you get into the habit, you're going to meet somebody. And it only takes one time. It only takes one visit to meet somebody. It only takes one time to go someplace to meet somebody. But you got to, it's again, relying on the universe or spirit or God or whatever you call it to bring you someone, to bring you to a place to meet someone. You know, and I've heard the strangest stories about how this happens, and it happens to people all the time. People go to conferences. I know this lady's not necessarily going to go to a conference. People go to dog parks, and they meet somebody because they feel like they're urged to go to these places. It's that urging, like, oh, I got to go here today. I got to go here. People go to flower shops, and they meet somebody. People go to Starbucks, and they meet somebody. People go to lots of different places. They meet somebody. So it's really about, okay, universe, show me where to go. And wait, and just kind of be in a quiet, peaceful place, and you'll get your answers. You will get your answers, absolutely, positively. But you got to be open to allow it to come in. And you can't go, oh, I don't know about that one. The universe is telling you to do something, go someplace, and you're going, I don't want to do that. Just try it once. Especially if the money's an issue, you know, say, money's an issue. Show me where to go that's not going to cost me a lot of money and it's not a lot of effort. You'll get it. Absolutely. Okay, enough of that one. Okay, so I don't know who was trying to tell me that about her. Okay, let me take another call. And I want to get into this article about living your passion, living your purpose, because that's kind of what I'm all about anymore. Because I really do believe if you're living your purpose, whatever that is, you know, it could be a volunteer or something. It could be this. It could be that. Whatever your purpose is in life, everything else will come to you. Everything else. The money, the relationships, the new place to live, whatever it is. Find your purpose and set your goal, set your intention to live your purpose. You may not do it today and you may not do it tomorrow, but set your intention to live your purpose and boom, done. Everything comes to you. Bam, done. Okay. Yeah, let me take a call. Bam, done. Hello.
Hi, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I get
frustrated when people tell me I can't do this and I can't do that. Callers. I can't do this and I can't do – no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. But I want something, but I'm not going to do anything about it. That's what frustrates me because because we're not depending on the universe or God. We're depending on our own egos. Okay, so enough of that. Okay, go on. What's going on with you today?
Yeah, I understand.
Never say
it's
no.
It's a Friday.
Never say no. Say maybe, yeah, I'll think about it. At least I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about my relationship, which I have discussed with you in the past.
Let it go. Let it go. What I mean by let it go is, I mean, you still want this person in your life, and that's fine. There would be a lovely relationship when it happens, okay? It will be a lovely relationship when it happens. But you need to let it go. You need to stop thinking about it. You need to stop asking about it. You just need to turn it over to the universe and say, okay, when this person is ready, bring this person to me. I'm open. I'm willing. I'm just going to stop thinking about it, stop asking about it, because I know in my soul this is the right person for me. So I'm going to go out and do some other things. I'm going to get busy in my life. I'm going to follow my purpose, and I know you'll bring her to me in due time. So you got to stop thinking about it. Let it go. Just turn it over. Let it go. The more you think about it, the more you ask about it, you create this kind of negativity within you, like, how come it's not happening yet? How come it's not happening yet? Now, you may not utter those words, but that's the energy. That's the energy. Okay? Got it?
Yeah, got it. So do you think
I want you to get this point, is once you say, however, whoever you speak to, God, the universe, whatever it might be, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to turn it over to you, okay?
Yeah.
And let
it
go.
Do you see the universe?
She's in your energy field, okay? You're blocking
she
it.
She is.
You're blocking it. You're blocking it.
Right. So
okay, so let it go. I keep saying to you, let it go. Get busy with your life. Turn it over and say, okay, when she's ready to come into my life, I'm open to it. I want to see her. I know we're connected. I know we're soulmates, or whatever expression you use. Allow it to happen. And I would, for you, I would even be more general. I know you're not going to like this, but I would say, bring me my soulmate. Bring me my soulmate. See what happens.
And,
okay? What? No, no time frames, because you have to put your energy field in the right place. It could be tomorrow if your energy field is in the right place. Got it? But you got to get your energy field in the right place. It's not right now. You're too fearful about it, because you're afraid it'll never happen. It's never going to happen. How come it hasn't happened yet? How come she's not in my life yet? I wonder why she's not in my life yet. I wonder if she's ever going to come into my life. You feel that energy? It doesn't feel good, does it?
No, it doesn't. But do you still think if it's on track, then I let it go?
I just told you everything. I just said, yes, she's in your energy field. She's your soulmate. She's good for you. Just turn it over. Okay?
Okay. Thank
and the
you,
time
George.
Frame is really up to you. The time frame is up to you.
You mean the sooner I let go and...
The sooner I let go and the sooner you say, okay, bring me my soulmate. I'm open for it whenever, okay, arrange it for me. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to ask about it. I'm going to stop calling psychics about it. I'm going to stop telling all my friends about it. I'm just going to let it go and enjoy my life and be in a positive place. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Try Thank
that.
You, George. It helps a lot.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
You know, that's so hard, because we get caught up in, when is it going to happen? It hasn't happened yet, you know. How come I don't have my $1 million yet? Yeah, that's my thing. My latest thing is I want to accumulate $1 million. Now, I'm not saying I have to have it overnight. Oh, big package, $1 million. No, that would be nice. But, you know, just accumulating it so I can do really nice things with it. Not just for myself, but I have a certain causes I'm really into. One is helping young people. People to take classes in music and art and music. So young people who are gifted, who want to pursue the areas of music and art, because it's something in United States, especially my area, that's kind of been left off the curriculum. So I want to help young people to be able to take those classes. That's one of the reasons I want money. Why? So I'm telling the universe why I want money. The other one is I want to somehow, some way help homeless people, especially homeless people, vets, and people who have some kind of emotional or mental issues that need help. And that's why they're homeless. They can't function completely in society. And I want to help them. That's one of my things. Okay. So, okay, universe, I'm ready. I should start a foundation, right? Yeah, but it's not about me so much. It's about them. Yeah. I want a new car. That would be nice, too. But that's besides the point. Okay, let me get into the passion thing. I got all my callers. You guys having a good day so far? Really, seriously, having a good day, a good weekend? My friends out there, people in the chat room. Anybody in the chat room, are you following your purpose? Are you living your bliss? I'm going to go through these questions and see what you think. See how you know that you're living your purpose. I call it a blissful purpose, something that you're passionate about. So this is, as I said, the Mind Body Green article, and I posted this on Facebook if anybody wants to read it for yourself. And I'm trying to find the author per se, but I know it's on the website, and it takes me down to it. Nope, doesn't give me a name. So we'll just go through there and see what you think and see if you agree with any of this or disagree or all the above. At least it's food for thought, something to think about. You no longer have that. Okay, when you're living your purpose and it's a passionate purpose. Okay, here we go. You no longer have that nagging feeling that a big piece is missing in your life. You have found what makes you whole. I love that. I love that expression because in my life, and I've always, you know, for years and years and years and years, I had this feeling like I was missing the key to open the door to that place. It was like the missing key. I wanted that key, that something that would unlock where I'm at. So the more I talk about this stuff, the more I realize, oh, yeah, that's it. Helping people live a blissful life. Helping people to mentor people, to inspire people to find their purpose and live their purpose and get rid of all the blocks. So that's my purpose. And I do that through, you know, dead people that have messages, past lives that have messages, spirit guides that have messages, and some other things. We won't get to all the other things right now. Okay. You have gone from being stuck to knowing that you are on a meaningful path that gives you true fulfillment. And as we go through this, I would say, okay, look at your current situation, and not just your job, but also what you're doing with your life. Are you doing now that gives you a meaningful path that gives you fulfillment? You could be a stay-at-home mother with a couple of kids, and you could be saying, yes, 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 I love being a mother. I love raising children. I love this. Okay, so that could be your meaningful. That could be, you wouldn't have, doesn't have to be a job. You don't have to be CEO of some company or running this beautiful foundation somewhere. It's what brings you meaning, what feels like a meaningful path to you. So are you on that? Number three, work brings joy instead of sucking energy out of your life. Yeah, do you leave the end of the day? I mean, you might be physically tired, but you're kind of up. You know, you're like, wow, it was a great day. I really enjoyed my day at work. It was really good to do what I do. Or do you leave at the end of the day and go, oh, am I drained? I need three drinks. You know? Three. I need to hit those cocktails now because I am just drained. Okay? What's your attitude? You stopped doubting yourself. Oh, that's a good one. You stopped doubting yourself. You feel confident and good about your choices. You love that? You stop doubting it. You feel confident and good about your choices. I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me about your purpose, because that's where we're on the theme now, is your purpose, right? We're on the theme of your purpose. Are you living a blissful purpose? Are you... what's the other expression I wanted to? Oh, living your bliss. You know, Joseph Campbell once said that if you're living your bliss, all the money that you'll ever need will come to you. The financial rewards will come from living your bliss. Do you believe that? That was a very successful man as a teacher, writer. So Okay, number five, uncertainty, insecurity, and worry are old patterns. You feel purposeful and know that the world needs you to be your best. What do you think about that? That's kind of a cool statement, isn't it? I mean, what if we could just let go of worry and insecurity? I mean, just living your purpose will give you this. And this is all the stuff that if you're living your purpose, this is how you're feeling. Wow, are you this way right now? Or do you want to get there? And can I help you get there? I guess that's the next line, right? Okay. So are you living your purpose? Are you living your bliss? This is a great article. And this is kind of like, this is my thing right now. And maybe this will be my thing for a month, a week, the next, whatever, the rest of my time in this incarnation. Oh, talking about incarnations. I'll get back to that in a minute. I was watching these videos on Facebook, and this one friend of mine posted this video of this 10-year-old boy playing the guitar. And he was playing this really cool blues riff on the guitar. And I thought to myself, well, if you don't believe in reincarnation, this should kind of push you over the edge, because where does a 10-year-old get that energy to play the blues in that way? I mean, have you seen these play this music and you go, where did that come from? And so I believe it's reincarnation. I believe that they got the essence of some great blues master or singer or song and dance person or something. They've just reincarnated and they're just carrying on where they left off, right? It's a beautiful thing. And so I thought, you know, watch those things for kids doing amazing things and you realize, yeah, that kind of get that. Maybe, yeah, that kind of really is kind of convincing that there is that reincarnation, that people are just, these kids are just bringing something forward from a past life. Okay, let me get back to my topic here. So they're finding their bliss at an early age, aren't they? They're finding their purpose at an early age because they're open to their souls, their beings. You're not even knowing that they are, but they are. Okay, we talked about worry going away, which is like, wow, that's a cool thing. Instead of seeking clients, they are seeking you. Your business and income are flowing. Now, isn't that a beautiful thought? I mean, really, anybody who's in business for themselves and anybody's doing anything, people worry about, oh, I don't get enough clients. But if you're living your purpose and you're living it blissfully and you're living it with passion, instead of seeking clients, they are seeking you. Wow, isn't that an amazing thought? I mean, it doesn't happen all at once, but you got to put that energy out there. You put that energy out there, wow, and people start getting attracted to your energy because you have this amazing energy of what you're doing, and people go, wow, I got to check this dude out because it's amazing what they're doing, and I got to be part of that. I remember I was in retailing a long time ago, and I read a lot about retail and retail management and how to be successful in business. And, you know, one of the things they said, if you ever go in a store, there's nobody in the store, and it's really quiet, and there's little stuff on the shelves, but it doesn't feel very exciting, are you really sucked into it? I mean, do you really want to go there? But if you go into a store and there's activity and there's people in there, it isn't like overcrowded, like you can't even get in the door, but it's crowded and there are people are laughing and having fun and it's a great environment. Don't you want to go there because, wow, this is a cool place to be? I always try to convince people that I worked with in retail, especially in metaphysical retail, you have to create that environment of excitement, of interest, that people are going in because they're excited about not just the products, but the energy that's there, right? Number seven, I'm going to check back with you guys in a minute, see if anybody wants to talk to me. You no longer feel like you're hiding part of who you are. You are authentic and true to your soul. And that's a big one. That's really important, isn't it? Really important. Because you ever do anything, they thought, I got to do this, but I don't know, my parents will like me or my siblings or my spouse will like me doing that. But if you're living your passion, if you're living your purpose, you're excited about it. It just kind of exudes out of you into the world, and you're no longer afraid of doing it because you know you're on your path. You know you're doing the right thing for your soul. Isn't that cool? Are you guys with me so far? I hope you are. This is what I'm excited about, is helping people You know, it's not just finding your purpose, because sometimes people have their purpose. They kind of know what they want to do or what they're doing, but sometimes you get a little burned out. Sometimes you get a little tired, so you need to reignite that at times. You need to get excited. You have to be reminded, this is what you're doing, and this is why you're doing it. And what happens is you get those blocks, those things that are thrown in front of you that you kind of go, oh, I don't know. My spouse is holding me back. My siblings are holding me back. You need to remove that stuff so you can see, get clear sight of where you're going and what you're doing. Okay, let me next point. I know you got people chatting, wanting to write stuff, but let me get on to the next point. And this is, and if I don't get all this done today, we'll do more of this on Monday, because I love this stuff. It's like, this is exciting for me. And again, as I said, it. Let your spirit guides talk to you about this, or let your ancestors talk to you about this, or look at your past lives and go, oh yeah, I did this in a past life. Yeah, that's why I'm wanting to do it now, because I'm carrying it forward like the guitar player. I did it in a past life. I'm doing it now, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm carrying that torch forward. Next one, you are patient with yourself and your family because you are okay being certain with the uncertain. You trust that the next step will be given to you. Wow. Is that a big one? Really, this is a big one, isn't it? Because I'm afraid of taking the next step. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm afraid to do that. It's so scary out there to do this, right? No. If you're living your bliss, if you're living your purpose with passion, you just know that the universe, God, universe, is just going to give you the next step. That stepping stone will be put down just as you're putting your foot down. Boom, done. The next one, boom, done. And you're there, you're going, you're on the road, and now you're running because you know it's being laid out in front of you faster and faster. And you get more and more excited because you start to trust that the universe, your higher self, is bringing you this stuff. And it's like it's happening, and it speeds up. To get kind of excited about that idea, to get excited. Working with the homeless for me is more about doing what I'm doing right now. I'm answering the question from the person in the chat room. It's more about accumulating my $1 million, and I don't know how it's going to happen. The how part is not my job. It's the universe's job to bring me the money. Now, it doesn't have to. Yeah, I put this figure at $1 million because that way I can help homeless. The homeless in some way. Set up a foundation. Do something that will help those, especially those I believe that really need help who are, let's say, veterans or people who have lived through trauma or have schizophrenic or bipolar or other behavioral issues that need mental health professionals, and setting up a foundation. That I'm torn between that one, and I think both are really, really on the same plane. It's helping young people who, like the guitar player, who want to pursue their creative areas of their lives, the music, the art, the acting, whatever it is. People who are very creative as young people can get their training to do that, because schools don't do that anymore. We promote athletes. We give football players and basketball players, you know, all the gyms and all the football fields and all the equipment and all the, you know, the support, but we don't necessarily support the violin players of the world, do we? So I'm or the artists or people who are great, could be great painters. We're not promoting the next Picasso. We're not promoting the next Jimi Hendrix, are we? So that's my thing. Or, you know, doesn't have to be Jimi Hendrix. There's some TV shows that do some of this stuff, but not at the level of young people. And I found out because I played the clarinet, and it was kind of, I had the opportunity. Family helped me on this one. I was like in sixth grade? I think it was sixth grade. Yeah. But I played something else before that. I was always interested in music, even when I was really little, you know. Bang on a piano that didn't work, right? Clarinet from fifth grade to ninth grade. And I believe that that helped me in my own mental process, okay? Then I played the piano thereafter for a while. And so music has always been part of my life, so I'd like to give it back. I'm not a musician, and I never was that great at it, but I love it. So that's where I'm at. So let me get into the next point, living your passion, living your purpose. But communication is my thing. That's what my thing is all about, is communicating ideas. That's my gift. At one level or another. Okay, next point. Okay, number 9 is you stopped looking for approval from those around you. You have found your voice, courage, and confidence. That's pretty self-explanatory, and it's a pretty cool one. I like number 10. Let me get to number 10. I think it's really cool. You feel comfortable selling your products or services because you know that people need you. I was in sales a long time ago, and sometimes, you know, you get kind of in selling something that you don't believe in necessarily. And then it takes a while to you need to find something that you really believe in that does something for people. Once you're living your purpose, living who you are, you're offering something, a service, selling something, creating something, manufacturing something, doing something that you know will benefit people in some way, somehow, right? The great geniuses of the world who create all these amazing things knew the end result of what they're going to do is going to benefit people in some ways. That's the Steve Jobs of the world. He was a perfectionist. He was driven because he knew the products that he was going to – that were going to be produced from his ideas were going to benefit people. I remember this great Steve Jobs story. He was kind of lost for a while in his life. And I guess it was after Apple and he got fired and, they kicked him out of his own job, right? And so he went and he meditated and he went – I don't know where he went, but he went to meditate and he thought, well, maybe I should do a spiritual thing in my life. Maybe the rest of my life, I got enough money. I can just go on a spiritual quest and, you know, go whatever, right? Meditate and be a guru of some form, right? But he was sitting there meditating and then he realized it came to him. I read this story and this is, you know, whether this is true or not, I like to accept it as being true, that he realized, you know what? Technology is where I can be a benefit to humanity. I can help people through technology, you know, techie stuff, you know, like the iPad and the iPhone and the, you know, the iPod and all that stuff. So that's where he got inspired to create these new products, because he realized this is where my passion is. It's in technology, and it's creating things that people will like and want and use. So do you have that passion in your life, whatever you do, that what I'm doing really benefits people in some level? That's why I'm thinking of myself as going, you know what I love to do is inspire people. When I was in business, and I've told this story before, and probably you'll get tired of hearing my story, but when I was in the business world and I was managing departments, the thing I loved more than anything about what I did was when I would hire somebody and I would see them take off. I would give them the fertile grounds to develop themselves. And even if they left the department or left working for me and went on and went into something better or bigger or something, followed their passion. But I gave them the opportunity to follow their passion. That was the most rewarding thing I've ever had in the business world. So I'm just trying to turn this into the spiritual thing is, okay, we can do the same thing here. Find your passion. And find it by connecting to your higher self. Connect it by finding it and connecting to the universe and get the advice and the guidance that you need from a higher source of energy that'll help you get there. Okay, I'm almost out of time here. I got a minute left. I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate you calling in and this opportunity to talk to you today. And I will be back on Monday. This 20 signs, I think I'm going to finish them off on Monday. Okay, we're at number 10, so that's a good place to stop, and we'll move on. So I'm going to wish everybody a wonderful weekend. Go have some fun. You know, Jack Canfield once said, if it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. I like that concept. My mother once said, everything you do, make it play. So go make everything you do play at some level, because you will accomplish more, and you'll do more if you make it play. Because if you enjoy what you're doing, even if it's washing dishes, play. actually, I like washing dishes because it's kind of hands on the water, good time to think. So I love you guys. We will talk soon. Bye now. Have fun.